Let's talk some sport. It's time to talk about the game they play in heaven with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Wicks. Wixie, how are you this Tuesday morning?
Yeah, good morning, Bear. Good morning, everyone.
That's the way, mate. Juniors locally, what's happening?
More junior carnivals are there on Sunday, of course, as we just had one in Moree. But fantastic opportunity for your child to be part of it. $100 voucher you can use through the services New South Wales, so there's no excuses for your boy and girl not to be part of the rugby experience.
Mate, our local senior team, some mixed results. Scone still searching for their first victory, and the Brumbies had, and the Heelers had to forfeit last week, but they're looking forward to Memorial Day this Saturday.
Yeah, of course, the Extravagance, which is 9812NM and 2NM.com.au, is going to be out there, I've been told, so that's good to see.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Central North, of course, we've got Gunnedah up against Narrabri in the big clash. That's a 5 o'clock kickoff, so hopefully we can see them with some more night games. And, of course, the Belmore Hotel Scone Brumbies are at home for one game as they take on the Barabin Rams. Get out there at about 2 o'clock, 2.30, enjoy some of the ambience and be part of it. Also, the Quirindi Electrical and Air Conditioning Lions take on Walker, and they'll be on the road. That'll be a nice, tough test for the Quirindi boys. Also, we move on to the Divisional. And of course, as we said, Musselbrook will take on the Griffins there at Highbrook. If that is enough for you, Singleton Army take on the Crew there at home at Cooks Hill at the base. We've got Pagulbin at home there at St Phillips in Cessnock taking on the Neasts. And also Mirror the Carlton are taking on Cessnock down there at Mirror the Carlton. And, of course, the ladies' games have got Madari up against Mirror the Carlton at 4.30. And also Waratahs taking on the Crew there from Wanderers. And if that is enough for you all, of course, we've got two of our teams on the road when it comes to the big stuff, including Mirror the Carlton taking on the Maitland Blacks at Townsend and Southern Beaches taking on Singo, and that'll be at the Beaches.
In Super Rugby, the more I watch the Super Rugby now that we're playing the New Zealand teams, it reminds me of the under-15s when they take on the under-18s. The Australian teams are really struggling with the bigger size and the faster pace from across the Tasman.
Yeah, simple fact is, mate, we've got a situation here at the moment where we've got opportunities to win games, unlike before where we wouldn't have had a chance to win, and we're just making too many mistakes, and that's as simple as that. Happened with the Waratahs on Saturday afternoon. The Force wasted an opportunity on Friday night as well to beat the Otago Highlanders, and Melbourne should have beaten Wellington. You know, some really poor stuff, and I think the Reds were a bit skimmed, unfortunately, on Saturday night. A couple of the decisions early on absolutely crucified them. But that is life, of course, this weekend in the experience, which is the Harvey Norman Super Rugby competition there for the Trans-Tasman. We've got on Friday night the Wellington Hurricanes take on the Western Force. That's in Wellington or at Napier. We've got the New South Wales Waratahs taking on the Canterbury Crusaders. That'll be at Wynn Stadium in Wollongong.
Ooh.
That kicks off at 3 o'clock. So you can see that at Stan or buy your tickets through waratahs.com.au. Saturday night, the Auckland Blues take on the Plus 500 ACT Brumbies in what should be a ripper of a game. After a disappointing performance there by the Brumbies on Saturday against the Waikato Chiefs. And then, of course, the TV game on Channel 82, 9 Gem, has the St George Bank Queensland Reds against the Waikato Chiefs. And as we said to you 3 months ago, the Reds will be playing in Townsville, and they'll be up at the Queensland Country Stadium there playing against the Waikato Chiefs. That'll be good. And Sunday afternoon from 12.30, Otago take on the Melbourne Rebels. So interesting times when it comes to Harvey Norman Super Rugby.
And you've got an exclusive this week?
We've got a few of them. First off the bat, the New South Wales Country Cockatoos will be playing now in the Australian Rugby Shield, not NRC 2.0.
Oh.
So we've brought back the old Shield. Also, part of that weekend experience in October down there in Adelaide is the Corellas will be there, the women's rugby team, which will be fantastic to see. So men's and women's are going to be together for that weekend, which is great. With the Country Championships next month, we have no Central North Under-19s, but Newcastle will be sending teams in men's, women's and in Colts. So look out for that, with some of the reforms that have gone on within Newcastle Rugby. Also, some great news. Great to see that Rex Airlines has jumped on board with the Waratahs. And also, as we've seen, Cadbury is now going to be the major sponsor of the Wallabies for the next 5 years. So me and you, mate, have done about 50 years worth of contribution to the actual sponsorship with all the Cadbury eggs and the dairy milk we've bought down through the years. So it's a great sponsorship for Australian Rugby, but it's a great sponsorship for Cadbury. And I've been told that maybe after a couple of years, the gold writing that's on the front of the shirt for this year will actually may go to purple. So that's going to be very interesting to see because, of course, Cadbury are very much obsessed with the purple colour. So, yeah, some good stuff going on around the place, of course. Again, the World Cup bid. Lady Sevens were able to get out there and have a few games. It was great to catch up with Shannon Perry on the weekend with the sports show between from 1 o'clock on 91 and also 2NM.com.au. So, good times ahead. And, of course, get out there and see yourself, see what you look like down there on Saturday as we're going to have an OB out there at Highbrook as the Heelers take on the Griffins.
Really looking forward to that. I might just head off to Woolies and start giving back to the game that I love so much. Wixie, thank you as always. Looking forward to talking more rugby down the track.
Thanks very much, Beth.